Off the ball.
Rugby.
There's a natural point, isn't there, after a World Cup where you look to refresh the group. We've got so much talent, so much potential coming through the Irish system, whether it be the WNTS, the Pathway, the Celtic Challenge, and the girls that are named fully deserving of their opportunity.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we hear from Leinster hooker Dan Sheehan. Alan Quinlan gives his thoughts on Munster's abject display in South Africa, and a former Munster fly half is on the move. But first today, prop Andrew Porter looks set for his playing return in Friday's United Rugby Championship clash at home to Scarlets, while fellow Ireland international Ryan Baird has resumed training. Head coach Leo Cullen suggested Porter was in contention to play a part in last week's game with Glasgow, but is ultimately not part of the matchday squad for the 38-17 defeat in Scotstown. Porter has been absent from the province for a number of months after picking up a calf injury in training in January and caused him to miss the entire Six Nations campaign for Ireland, but he has been deemed available for the Round 14 clash with the Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. Orgie Sneeman, who started against Glasgow before being withdrawn before the hour mark, will be assessed in the week. Similar to James Ryan, who is battling a calf issue. In a major boost for the province, Ryan Baird, who fractured his tibia whilst on international duty against South Africa last November, will return to full training this week. It was feared the flanker could miss the remainder of the season, but he's made a fast recovery. The 26-year-old had started his country's last six test matches at blindside flanker, having won 20 of his previous 27 caps as a replacement. Another player who Leinster will be able to call on is Dan Sheehan, and he told media today that he's excited to be back involved in the most interesting part of the season.
Yeah, brilliant being back. Obviously a few lads came back last week and they're off this week, and then a good group of us had the week off last week and came bouncing back in today. And you know, it's getting to that sort of exciting part of the season where we need to sort of make sure we're getting to our best performances fairly quickly. So we had a great morning training already, and looking forward to the weekend.
Sheehan is back after a largely positive Six Nations in the Green of Ireland. Ireland turned things around to win the Triple Crown and were in touching distance of the Championship despite an opening day defeat to France. The 27-year-old says that it was good to right a few wrongs.
Yeah, I think we always knew in the group that we had that sort of performance in us, and I thought we did a great job sticking together when, you know, outside noise was getting quite, you know, against us, and there was a bit of a weight on our shoulders to make sure we go out and perform, and you know, people were beginning to ask questions, and that's what sort of almost the most satisfying part is, that we were able to sort of stay close to the group and get over that and sort of produce a few back-to-back performances. And you know, we have a great group of both players, staff, in both Leinster and Ireland, that, you know, I think when times are tough, we stick close together and make sure we focus on what's most important, and that's probably each other and what's in the building. So, you know, it was nice to see sort of those almost crisis meetings sort of come off, and make sure that we sort of turned a few wrongs of pretty quickly.
Attention now turns to the business end of the season, and with a game with the Scarlets to come on Friday, Sheehan says that it'll be a tough challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Hugely passionate sides, and you know, like proper challenges these days, and it's exactly what I suppose the supporter wants. It's an exciting week to come back in, and you know, we're playing at home in the Aviva against a good Scarlets side who, you know, can be very dangerous. And when they're on it on their day, like they can definitely turn over teams. So we need to make sure, especially off the back of a disappointing performance in Glasgow on Saturday, that, you know, we sort of get back to work pretty quick. We have a few things obviously that are different between the two squads, Ireland and Leinster, that we need to make sure we get on top of, and especially with the Friday game, you know, that's one less training day. So you know, I think there's great hunger coming in this morning and excitement to sort of put out a performance back at home. So yeah, it's a big challenge this week.
Meanwhile, Munster have begun preparations for Saturday's URC Round 14 clash against the Vodacom Bulls at Loftus Versfeld. The squad travelled to Cape Town on Sunday and will train at sea level before flying to Pretoria on Friday for the match. Ireland internationals Craig Casey, Jeremy Lachman and Jack Crowley have all joined the 31-man group and trained with the squad in Cape Town. Despite minor bumps and bruises following last weekend's game against the Sharks in Durban, no players have been ruled out. The Munster side to face the Bulls will be officially announced on Thursday afternoon ahead of the fixture. On the Monday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig, and Quinlan described Saturday's thumping at the hands of the Sharks as dreadful.
We should probably start with Munster because we very much breezed over them in the performance rankings. They're only 12-0 down at halftime.
Yeah, they were pretty dreadful, to be honest. I think so many elements of their game were very poor, and the scrum, which was always going to come under pressure, was a big part of what really hurt them in the game. So many penalties at scrum time. They lost 6 or 7 lineouts when they were in good attacking position, so they never really could get any platform going, and totally out-muscled at 12-minute half-time. You think it's not too bad, it's not insurmountable. Mm-hmm. And they had some pressure in that first half a couple of times, but they couldn't hold the ball either, knocking it on, inaccurate passing, and it was a really, really poor performance, and a very worrying one, because if you look at the league table, it's nothing has changed in the top eight, funnily enough, after the weekend. The positions haven't changed, but Munster are in sixth on 39 points. The Lions are on 38 in seventh. The Bulls are on 35 in eighth. From the games, I look at the fixtures, both those sides will win next week, probably with bonus points. Connacht, I expect them to beat the Ospreys at home with a bonus point. So Munster could easily be ninth after next weekend. Yeah. And you're in a obviously out of the playoff spots. Then I think their next league game is away to Benetton, which is a very tricky one with their Italian internationals, home to Ulster, away to Connacht, home to Lions. So it's a difficult run in. So if you were to kind of look at it at that, it doesn't look like they're in a great position at the moment. They've got to find some form, and it's a real test of their character now next weekend, because you saw what the Bulls did to Cardiff on Friday night, beating them 40-7. Very, very dominant performance. So, not a good weekend for them.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Rugby podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Also, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube for free. Newcastle Red Bulls have signed Edinburgh fly half Ben Healy on loan for the rest of the season. Tipperary-born Healy has won 10 caps for Scotland, but after a successful first season in the capital, after arriving from Munster in 2023, he has seen his game time limited over the past two campaigns. The 26-year-old started just 4 of his 17 games last term, and this season has featured just 3 times with 2 starts, and was set to depart Edinburgh at the end of this campaign. Newcastle, who lost narrowly at Northampton Saints on Saturday, have 7 Prem games remaining and a last 16 European Challenge Cup tie at home to La Rochelle. Finally today, England will face Canada in a rematch of the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup final as part of a trio of fixtures in the WXV Global Series in September. The Red Roses were crowned world champions for a third time when they beat Canada 33-13 in front of more than 80,000 people at Twickenham 5 months ago. In September, they are set to host Australia, Canada and New Zealand across 3 regions in England. John Mitchell's side will welcome Australia to the Corp Arc Stadium on the 12th of September before hosting Canada at Sandy Park in Exeter on the 19th. They'll also face 6-time World Cup winners New Zealand at Twickenham on the 26th of September. The fixtures are part of the WXV Global Series, which has replaced the WXV competition and will feature the top 12 teams in the world. Scotland, Ireland and Wales, along with France, Italy, Japan, South Africa and the United States, are the other teams that qualify as the top 12 sides. Teams will play between 9 to 16 tests on the WXV Global Series outside of World Cup years, with a maximum of 6 tests every September and October. England will play their first match since their World Cup win when they start their Women's Six Nations defence at home to Ireland on the 11th of April. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Six Slater, GTR.
10 past 2.
on a Sunday morning in Sydney, 10 past 11 on a Saturday night in Perth, 10 past 3 on a Saturday afternoon here in London, England and Australia. 23rd minute, Ivan Hermosa tipped on, McBride still the skills from the Wallabies, Iketau, oh this is Jorgensen, they're going to snatch it! A green and gold conclusion to a memorable game of Test match rugby. England have never scored this many points at Twickenham at the Allianz Stadium and lost. Australia have made sure they've lost that one. What a performance from the Wallabies.